Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Golcher dictating an endoscopy report on Lynn Son. Date of birth 8/12/1968. Date of procedure March 27, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Golcher. Do you have a referring physician? Dr. Kai Pham. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies, comma cold biopsy, colectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is iron deficiency, comma history of PUD, comma abdominal pain, comma colorectal cancer screening. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period. Possible complication, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing relationships with the mother, we're all experiencing the patient, period. Patient's breath and anesthesia should be placed in left lateral position, sedated as pre-anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care, period. While lubricated on this video, vascoscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, retroflex, use the of the cardioperitoneal or section from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period of digital rectal exam was run period. A well lubricated lymphous video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penis orbis, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated for the last 5 centimeters, which appeared unremarkable overall. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, gens colon, sonic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum period, retroflex view was obtained of the rectum period, Boston thought prep score was graded as a 6, 2-2-2, fair prep period. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Finding at upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular at 38 centimeters from the bite block, evidence of a grade A ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, there was a diminutive distal esophageal polyp from cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema with erosions. With erosive gastritis noted, comma biopsies are obtained in the anterior body for esophagitis and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was no evidence of any ulcers on this exam. Next line, the duodenal bulb was erythematous and nodular, and biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, the second portion of the duodenum appeared erythematous. Some areas were pale, and there were erosions noted. Some biopsies were obtained in these areas for histology, and also to rule out celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line. The terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line. There was a diminutive ascending colon sessile polyp from a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 5 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp from a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 sigmoid colon sessile polyps. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade. Two internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted on retroflexion, comma, there was evidence of hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line. Plan, follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend daily PPI. We'll send in script for omeprazole, 20 milligrams to be taken daily, 30 minutes before breakfast for 8 weeks. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, we'll discuss hemorrhoidal banding in the office. Next sign, if patient is found to be iron deficient, if patient is found to have iron deficiency, anemia, recommend pill cam evaluation. Next sign, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you. Oh, please add to the findings, pandiverticulosis coli. And in the plan, also add, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplements as needed. Thank you.